This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Indian Army near Jammu has destroyed Pakistani posts and terrorist launch pads from where tube-launched drones were being launched. At around 5 a.m. this morning, multiple enemy-armed drones were spotted flying over Khasa Kant in Amritsar. The hostile drones were instantly engaged and destroyed by the air defense units. The Indian Army said that Pakistan's blatant escalation with drone strikes and other munitions continues along India's western borders. It added that Pakistan's blatant attempt to violate India's sovereignty and endanger civilians is unacceptable. The Indian Defense Forces have also successfully thwarted the series of drone attacks at 26 locations by Pakistan last night, ranging from Baramulla to Bhuj, situated at the international border and the line of control. These include suspected armed drones posing potential threats to civilian and military targets. According to defense sources, the locations include Baramulla, Srinagar, Avantipura, Nagrota, Jammu, Firozpur, Pathankot, Fazilka, Lalgarh Jatta, Jaisalmer, Badmer, Bhuj, Kuarbet and Lakhinala. Armed drones attempted to attack border districts in Punjab, including Firozpur, Amritsar and Pathankot, but Indian Defence Forces successfully repulsed and neutralised these attempts. However, in Firozpur, a house was damaged and three family members were injured due to the attack, receiving burn injuries. They have been admitted to a government hospital and are reported to be safe. Meanwhile, the Border Security Force, BSF, has completely destroyed the terrorist launch pad at Luni, District Sialkot, opposite Akhnoor area in Pakistan. Pakistan initiated unprovoked firing on BSF posts in the Jammu sector last night, which was responded to in a commensurate manner, causing widespread damage to the posts and assets of the Pakistani Rangers along the international boundary. Meanwhile, Indian Air Force has categorically rejected the false claim that Pakistan Air Force's JF-17 Thunder's hypersonic missiles have destroyed India's S-400 system in Adampur, as reported by Pakistan state-run PTV News. More from our correspondent.
The Indian Armed Forces are maintaining a high state of alert, and all such aerial threats are being tracked and engaged effectively using counter-drone systems. The situation is under close and constant watch, and prompt action is being taken wherever necessary. Citizens living in border areas are advised to remain indoors, limit unnecessary movement, and strictly follow safety instructions issued by the local authorities. They have said that there is no need to panic, but heightened vigilance and precautions are essential. Meanwhile, the Airports Authority of India has announced a temporary closure of 32 airports across northern and western India for all civil flight operations till the morning of the 15th of this month. The affected airports include major locations such as Amritsar, Chandigarh, Jammu, Srinagar, Bhuj, Jamnagar, Jaisalmer, Pathankot and others. With Anand Kumar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
News just in a special briefing in New Delhi, Commander Vyomika Singh informed that Indian Army, Pakistani Army, is continuously attacking the India's western borders and has used drones, long-range weapons, loitering munitions and fighter jets to attack India's military infrastructure. She added that India neutralized many dangers, but Pakistan tried to infiltrate via air at more than 26 locations. Pakistan Army also used high-speed missiles at 1:40 a.m. to target the air base in Punjab. We have Colonel Sofia Qureshi, who's just addressed the press conference. Let's listen to her.
पाकिस्तान सेना ने पूरी पश्चिम मोर्चे पर लगातार आक्रामक गतिविधियां जारी रखी उसमें यूकैप ड्रोन्स लॉन्ग रेंज वेपन्स लॉयटरिंग म्यूनिशंस और लड़ाकू विमानों का उपयोग कर भारतीय सैन्य ढांचे को निशाना बनाया नियंत्रण रेखा पर भी ड्रोन घुसपैठ और भारी कैलिबर हथियारों से गोलाबारी की अंतर्राष्ट्रीय सीमा और एलओसी पर श्रीनगर से नलिया तक 26 से अधिक स्थानों पर हवाई घुसपैठ के प्रयास किए गए अभी तक सभी शत्रुतापूर्ण कार्रवाइयों का प्रभावी ढंग से सामना कर उपयुक्त जवाब दिया गया है भारतीय सशस्त्र बल दोहराते हैं कि वे तनाव वृद्धि नहीं चाहते बशर्ते पाकिस्तान भी ऐसा ही व्यवहार करे
Speaking to Akashvani News, defense analyst Lieutenant General Rajiv Chopra urged citizens not to believe in misinformation and to rely only on trusted sources such as official government press briefings.
Pakistan yesterday night escalated its misadventure by firing 26 drones, missiles all along the line of control at the international border, targeting our air bases, military installations and civil areas. Also, The firing on the LC and the IB by artillery shelling and small arms is going on. Plus, they are trying to infiltrate terrorists to create havoc inside India. However, alert Indian Army and the Air Force retaliated and they attacked their three bases near Rawalpindi, Islamabad and Lahore. PAK continues to fire artillery and small arms fire in civil areas. My request is that misinformation campaign by Pakistan should be avoided and all citizens of India should only listen to the authentic sources and not social media. The press briefings are happening once or twice a day. They should only believe them. The sleeper cells of Pakistan are there all along the nation, especially in the border districts. Therefore, my request to the citizens is to cooperate with the state administration and bring to light of any such activity.
Pakistan has closed its airspace till 12 noon today. Peshawar-bound Pakistan International Airlines flight PIA-218, the last airborne flight in its airspace, has been forced to hover over Quetta in Balochistan. The PIA flight made emergency landing. No commercial flight is airborne in Pakistan. Befitting response of India against Pakistan's aggression at all fronts has made terror-breeding ground Pakistan so nervous that it has now indulged in running disinformation factory in the digital space. More from our correspondent.
Sensing it inevitable defeat in protecting terrorists on their soil, Islamabad has chosen digital battleground to show its frustration. All kind of fake and malicious content are being peddled by nervous Pakistan at different social media platforms. The desperation of Pakistan is as palpable as it is using content of video game to boast it on digital platforms against India. A clip of a video game has been circulated relating it to ongoing situation between the two countries. One more example is a video of Dhaka, which has been shared to make a false claim of its attack in Jammu. Similarly, a 2020 video of explosive attack in Lebanon was used to claim that Pakistan has launched a missile attack on India. All these deliberated attempts clearly show that New Delhi's heavy retaliation made Islamabad anxious and it is making failed attempt to control the narrative through a barrage of lies and digital theatrics. With Saklain Akhtar and Bhanu Pratap Singh, this is Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Listeners, as Pakistan has been resorting to spreading propaganda on social media, it is crucial to scrutinize every piece of information carefully in this critical time. If you encounter dubious content, especially concerning the Indian Armed Forces or any other information related to ongoing situation, you must report it to PIB Fact Check. You can also share such content on WhatsApp number 87997-11259 and email ID socialmedia@pib.gov.in. The Punjab Cabinet has decided to purchase 9 anti-drone systems, which will be deployed in 6 border districts of the state to keep a vigil on narco-terrorism. We have a report.
Punjab government had convened a cabinet meeting yesterday to take steps regarding the prevailing situation and decided to purchase 9 anti-drone systems. Chief Minister Bhagwant Singh Mann said that these systems will be deployed in 6 border districts in coordination with the BSF to keep a vigil on anti-national elements. At the same time, steps have also been taken to ensure the highest level of preparedness. State's fire and emergency services have been strengthened. Specialized Ghatak teams of Punjab police have been deployed in the border districts. Ministers and senior IAS officers have also been deputed in the districts to ensure no administrative inconvenience to the public. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In Gujarat, the state government is taking several precautionary measures to ensure the availability of healthcare facilities, adequate supply of essential commodities, and control over prices in the border areas amid the rising tensions between India and Pakistan. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel held a high-level meeting at State Emergency Operations Center last night and reviewed the situation in the border districts. India has abstained from voting at the International Monetary Fund IMF board meeting, which considered a fresh bailout package for Pakistan. India also raised concerns over the efficacy of IMF programs in case of Pakistan, given its poor track record, and also on the possibility of misuse of debt financing funds for state-sponsored cross-border terrorism. The IMF reviewed the extended fund facility lending program of $1 billion and also considered a fresh resilience and sustainability facility lending program of $1.3 billion for Pakistan yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.